2001 Space Shuttle by Kenneth John Rose. When NASA built the first space shuttle, and with it the first chance to carry both men and equipment inexpensively into space, it opened the doors to the eventual building and operating of commercial shuttles by private corporations that, possibly within the next generation, may be able to fly us to a space as routinely as we are flown to Europe. What follows is a highly speculative look at what it may be like to shuttle through space. However, with space technology changing at the speed of light, today's blueprint will likely be made history by tomorrow's research. You'll need tickets first. Unlike the NASA shuttle, which launches like a rocket, the future passenger shuttles will take off the way jets do now, that is, horizontally on a runway. Ticket and reservation counters, as well as the shuttles themselves, most likely will be located at several airports around the world. The tickets won't be cheap, though. One round-trip fare may cost 4 times the amount of a flight from New York to Tokyo, or about $4,500. This might seem a lot to pay for a flight that is going to take 30 minutes to get up, and the same coming down.